as we're having this conversation the whole time, it's like.
Welcome to the For the Gram podcast, a podcast on how to grow your social media and small business. Join us as we discuss how we use Instagram to grow our small businesses and form social communities. Learn how we've created partnerships with each other and formed relationships with other brands. Whether you want to take your small business or your social media to the next level, or you're just looking for a fun and lighthearted podcast about the everyday, this is the For the Gram podcast. I'm Mark from Remarkable Woodworks, and I'm joined by Vic from The Stump Shop and Dom from M Inspired Living. I can barely stand these two, but other people seem to enjoy them, and you got to give the people what they want. So I'll stop boring you with the intro now, and we can get on to this week's episode of the For the Gram podcast.
Welcome back, guys, to another episode of the For the Gram podcast. And guess what? This week we have a special guest with us.
What up, guys? I'm Charlie from Build and Create Home.
Yes. Yay. Welcome to the squad. Welcome to the squad.
Yeah. We're excited about this one. Actually, all three of us have met Charlie in person, right?
Yep.
We've all met Charlie. We all consider her a friend. We think that she considers all three of us friends, but we're not 100% sure.
But I'm not going to tell you which one. I'll let you guys guess.
Save that for the after show.
I think it's the one that listens to Nickelback.
Yeah. It is awkward in here.
Anyway, guys, tonight I want to talk about all the different social media platforms.
Cool. I like that idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Just doing them all, right? Because focus on one platform, that's pretty much what I do. I'm on Instagram only and obviously YouTube, but I don't focus on that. TikTok, sure. Yeah. But tonight, like you said, Charlie's joining us. It's going to be an awesome chat because like the three of us, Charlie is also a huge content creator. Instagram is that where you guys met also? Like Charlie, is that where you know Mark and Dom and all of us? Okay, so then it's fair to say Instagram is where we all originally met.
I met Charlie on a trip to Italy.
Is that true, Charlie? You were stalking Dom?
Oh, I totally was. He loves 80s music, and that's my favorite. So I tried
for
talking
real?
About 80s music and Italy, and I speak Italian. I was like, oh, this guy's my best friend on Instagram. But he wouldn't. No. He was like, leave me alone.
Are you really an 80s music lover, or did you just say
that? I really am.
How?
Yeah. Mark,
I want Charlie on this podcast permanently because I'm not outnumbered tonight.
Why don't you guys start an 80s music podcast? Just the two of you. Dom's talking about Van Damme or whoever dying and stuff like right before we started recording. And I'm like,
listen, let's not mock the dead. All right. You can't that's too far. That's way too far.
It was Van Helsing. No, I'm just kidding. It was Van Halen, an awesome guitarist.
Rest in peace.
Which is what Dom said. So that sucks. It was just tonight, right? Or yesterday?
Yeah, today.
Today. So yeah. Rest in peace. I have heard the name. Like Mark said, I don't know his songs and all that, but I'm open.
This is a dark podcast. This is turning into something real serious. Let's flip the switch here.
Yeah, lighten it up. So
no more death talk. Okay.
Let's move on. You know why I think tonight's topic is good?
Go on.
Because unlike the three of us, Charlie actually excels at several of these platforms.
Yeah, would you consider yourself an expert?
No.
No.
Jack of all trades, master of none.
I throw that saying around a lot too, and apparently it's a jack of all trades, a master of none, but a master at several is better than a master at one. So if you go back and look at the actual quote, it's like I'm being serious.
You literally complicate everything.
That's the quote.
It makes sense. It's just redundant.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
My life.
This guy takes, it doesn't matter what it is, you can always count on Mark to absolutely complicate it. Why, Mark? Anyways, don't answer that. Let's get back to Charlie. She is crushing it on a lot of platforms. I'm talking, we met on Instagram, over 100K account, which is, you know, super impressive. And I know we all know how much work that takes, how busy you're going to be in terms of content, answering all the messages, because we know you're part of that community that's does answer messages and interacts and all that. And then from there, you're also huge on what else? TikTok, all types of other platforms, Pinterest. What do you do? Like, talk to us. What's your favorite? Where do you focus on most?
So I spend most of my time on Instagram, and then TikTok's now a close second. I also have quite a few followers on Pinterest, but I don't spend much time there. That's mostly just because I happened to start my Pinterest account right when Pinterest started. So I kind of grew really fast right at the beginning when I had my original blog. I also have a website. I'm terrible at updating that. Need to get better at it. Facebook, mostly I just have linked to my Instagram account. So my Instagram posts push through to the Facebook crowd. I'm not actually on there. I do respond to comments on there, but they're not nearly as frequent as they are on Instagram. So I'd say Instagram and TikTok are 95% of my time consumption. And then the rest is 5%. I also have a YouTube channel, but I don't have anything on it. It's just bookmarked for me.
Just nice. To reserve the name.
Is that so? Yeah. Did you start blogging then? Is that like what year was that?
2010.
Long time ago. Holy cow.
But I only did it for a year, and then we moved, and living overseas, I just didn't do any of that. So I had a big gap where I didn't do anything. And then when we moved back here to Hawaii in 2017, that's when I started Instagram and started a new website, new name, new everything.
So you've only been on Instagram for 3 years?
Yeah, I started with one of the builders challenges. That's kind of what got me started into it.
That's super impressive. Because 3 years, we've all been doing it longer than that.
Were you planning on getting into the building DIY thing, or was it because of that builder's challenge?
Well, actually, I had done some woodworking with my original blog, and when I came back to Hawaii, I actually had a different account name, even from Tempting Aloha. And that was Travel Build Create. So I was going to have woodworking, travel, and other craft stuff that I do. And then I realized real fast that that was just too many things going on. My hand in too many pots, and it just didn't work at all. So I'd get followers from travel when I'd post my travel stuff. And then when I'd post my woodworking stuff, I'd lose those followers, but I'd get woodworking followers. Mm-hmm. I was like, it's too all over the place. So that's when I cut off all travel posts and did the builder's challenge and started meeting the woodworking community and making some friends. And I was like, okay, this is where I want to be. These are my people.
Right.
Yeah.
Travel people are kind of weird.
Those are huge accounts though, too. If you see those travel accounts, and my wife's bothering me. She's like, get more into that because look how cool that is. That's a sponsored trip and stuff. And I'm like, I know, but that's not what I do. Right. But traveling has its own benefits, I'm sure. But you to focus just on one, we're actually very glad you chose this side, because otherwise we probably wouldn't be chatting and friends.
Yep.
Right. So. But be honest with us. I know Mark and Don, I know you guys both do this. I do it all the time. When you're making content, Charlie or anyone, how much of your stuff is made for one platform but recycled across the board? Because there's no way anyone can make content for like 5 or 6 different platforms. That would be superhuman.
A lot of it is recycled. I do make some stuff just for TikTok because it's specific to TikTok trends, and it doesn't translate into other platforms. Instagram wouldn't get it, basically, because it's a TikTok trend. And I love TikTok, so I like to do those things.
What do you like about TikTok?
I have a short attention span. I love music, and I love comedy. So it combines those three things that I love.
Cool.
And I was one of the first DIYers on the platform, so I grew really fast and big there. I'm approaching 500,000 followers on TikTok.
Massive. That's awesome.
And it's I love it. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's way different than my Instagram feed.
Yeah. So what do you think about, obvious question comes out of that. What do you think of Reels then? Because it's clearly stupid.
Yeah,
it's stupid.
That's what a lot of big TikTok accounts say. They say that they hate Reels. It's a ripoff.
Well, you know what? I think Charlie made a good point, though. I think a lot of people are just taking that TikTok content, right? And a lot of that stuff and just throwing it into Reels, but it doesn't translate. You can't just do that. Right. It's not going to work.
Well, and my TikTok For You page has been, you know, they've formulated my algorithm. So by this time, it's totally fine-tuned. They know exactly what I like. And so I only get those funny or informative things that I want to see. Yeah. Whereas when I go to Instagram Reels, it's still so generic and, you know,
that's true.
It's not interesting for me. And maybe it would be if I spent more time on it. They would eventually figure out what I actually want to see. But for right now, I just don't spend the time on it. I don't care. I'd rather be on TikTok.
Yeah.
Do you find more like flack? And this could be to anybody. Like, do you guys get more like negative comments on TikTok than you do on Instagram? Like,
way more.
Yeah.
Is that right? More.
It's so crazy how negative that app is. Yeah. It's insane. Like, everyone's angry.
And
I think they're just jealous.
I used to let it go because, you know, it feeds the algorithm. Yeah. People commenting, any comments and any, you know, notoriety you're getting is going to make your post blow up. But I'm at the point where I don't care so much about that growth, and I'd rather have people seeing my stuff who actually want to see my stuff. So I'm trying to narrow that down. So I've been deleting and blocking, deleting and blocking, deleting and blocking.
Really,
eh? And I watch my comments all day long over there. And so I just posted about my walk-in closet.
Yeah, and I love that build.
I called it average sized because there was a huge account who does this series of her mom's closet, and her closet's one that's like as big as people's apartment. It's got a shoe rack that spins and you know, these things that they come out and down. It's like Barbie Dreamhouse closet. I know all three of you know what I'm talking about. No, Barbie Dreamhouse
closet. I got a daughter.
Yeah. And so I was trying to do a play off that. Like, my closet is only 5 feet by 8 feet. Standard closet size, walk-in closet, is 7 feet by 10 feet. So I said average size, and people just attacked.
They were so mad.
I actually saw that.
Not average. Oh, getting so mad at me. And I let it go for 2 days. The post has been seen by 1.2 million people, and I finally shut it down. And I went through, and I just delete, block.
I've
probably blocked 350 people just off that one post.
Wow, eh? I never would have thought you or anyone actually does that. That's so. Do you ever battle back in comments publicly?
Yeah, like a lot of times I do. If it's like mansplaining, things like that, then I do.
That pisses me off.
Yeah. And a lot of those kind of comments, people will come to my defense. But this one, it was just getting them even more riled up. And so if one person commented and was like, "This is an average," then they'd all just jump on and like, "Yeah, no, get her. Pitchfork."
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. No more.
It's average.
So and you know what?
Go ahead.
Oh, once I deleted all of them, now I get very, very few that say that. So it's, they feed off each other. The angry comments feed off each other. Once they go through my feed and they say, "Oh, you know, no one's saying mean stuff. I don't want to be the jerk that says something mean." But if they see someone else has said it, then they're like, "Yeah."
Yeah. Yeah. I find that's huge though for vids that go, whether it's TikTok, because I've had a few on TikTok and also on Instagram that suddenly go viral. Like, it's exposed to a lot more audience than those people that get fed your normal posts anyways. Suddenly all these people, because they don't know Charlie, they don't know Mark, like, it's not a personal thing to them. So they're just like, whatever it is, right? Like, you should see on the two or three TikTok videos for me that I've gone into the millions. oh, people just kill it, right? Like, it's so, I love it though, because I go on and I'm the opposite of Charlie. Instead of deleting them, I'll start commenting back and forth with them, like, and I'm talking like long conversations, right? And then eventually I just let it go. But I hate it. I don't like comments that are, you know, just strictly asshole comments that I can defend. If someone's right, you give them credit. Like, hey, I never thought of that. Good point. But if it's something that's just absolutely ridiculous, I defend that. And I,
but you know what, that is one thing with Instagram, though, at least I've found, is even on those posts that do blow up and go viral, you really don't get very many of those comments.
Nope.
Yeah, no. In comparison to the other platforms, like, you do get the odd one here and there. But
in my three years on Instagram, I've had maybe 6 rude comments on, really? On Instagram. Yeah. And and more of them have been since I've had my TikTok account go big, because they're coming over from TikTok and they have that mentality. And they've all been men. They've all
it's
been
not
men.
Enough to diss her on TikTok. I'm coming to find you on IG. Yeah. Like, just like an extra asshole. Yeah.
Right.
Yep. I find like the woodworking community is a lot nicer than like the contractor community, or like if you ever do anything to a cabinet, those cabinet people are like, that is their religion. Like, you install cabinets the wrong way. Like, it's crazy. Tiling, like, those guys are like,
those guys are like, you have no idea what you're doing.
Yeah.
Get back in the kitchen.
Shit, I said that at the start of the video. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm learning and I'm teaching you guys, right? But they get all, they take it personal, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so go right now. Dom, your favorite platform out at of the one we just talked about. Go.
MySpace.
You have to.
From the 80s.
I actually never even had a MySpace page, to be honest with you.
Okay, so which one would you rather?
My favorite. I think just because of the interaction and the community of it is Instagram.
All right,
Mark? Like, I've got a Facebook page. I do pretty much what Charlie does. Just all my Instagram stuff feeds there, and I don't really follow it that much. Right. I have I dropped a new YouTube video today. It's on fire. Has 17 views.
I watched it today.
I haven't seen it.
Thumbs up. YouTube's mine right now. I don't understand TikTok. Like, I have 50,000 followers on there. I don't understand what that means. I just don't, because I never look at my following, like who I'm following. I always just look at the For You page. So, like, I still don't really like understand it. And all of my stuff on there is just regurgitated from Instagram. But Instagram right now, I'm just bored with, to be honest. Like, I feel like it's the same thing that's like keep going around in circles. So YouTube is, for me, it's new, it's fresh. I'm learning a bunch. I get to do a bunch of things that I like. It's just a time suck. Like, like, I'm at a point now where I can edit a video for YouTube or for Instagram in like 5 minutes. I can put the video together and have it ready and then post it. YouTube, I'm like 15 hours working on a video.
Yeah, but it's a completely different type of video, though.
I know, but in order to be successful, you got to be consistent, right? So you're talking like, you got to shoot a video, then I need like, let's say 15 hours. I'll be generous and say 10 hours to edit this thing and then post it out. And you're supposed to do that once a week.
All right, so YouTube. Now, Charlie, moving on. This is going to be interesting, because you said you love TikTok, but then you're also big on Instagram and all that. So what do you say? What's your favorite?
I pay more attention to my friends on Instagram. That's where I'm there to support my friends and my community.
Good answer.
But I spend more time enjoying the content of TikTok. People that I don't really know, you know, I can sit and play on TikTok rather than watching TV, watching an episode. You know, I'll spend 30 minutes scrolling through TikTok, an hour, 3 hours, two in the morning, and I'm stuck scrolling TikTok.
Yeah. Well, we're going to make this a little bit harder for you, okay? It's not that easy when you're a guest here. You have to pick either Instagram or TikTok right now.
If I'm going to get rid of one over the other?
You have to get rid of one, yeah.
That's painful. get rid of Instagram. For this.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, you would.
For the podcast.
TikTok. I don't know if you guys know this, but they have made it so you can get paid per view now. And
in the States, it's not there. It's not in Canada yet.
Oh, okay. I'm actually making money off TikTok just by making videos, not having to work with sponsors, which is nice. Oh. I mean, Instagram's where my sponsors are coming in, and I'm getting paid considerably more from sponsors than I would just by posting my own content. But that's what I'd rather do. I'd rather not rely on sponsors and have to do things their way. Yeah. So
can you tell us more about that? And that's
YouTube.
Then?
YouTube's the same way.
Want numbers and all that, but just so how does that work? Like they suddenly you get an email saying, hey, it's time to monetize. Do you have to have a certain amount of followers? Because TikTok, let's be honest, if you go back, I guess, but whatever, a year ago, people were like, no, I'm not doing it. It's for my kids. It's a big platform now. It's only going to become bigger. This is awesome. Tell us a little bit more about this getting paid on TikTok. Because I'll be honest, I had no idea.
There are two different programs and you get invited to them. So I got a message from TikTok directly. One is called the TikTok Creative Marketplace and one's the TikTok Creative Learning Fund. And the Learning Fund is the one where you're paid per view. I think you have to have 10,000 followers for that one. And I'm not sure what the views and how many times you have to have posted in the last 30 days or whatever. They have some certain restrictions on that. And then it's just, you're just paid per view. It doesn't, you can do what and post whatever you want. Yeah. And then the Creative Marketplace, you have to have 100,000 followers for that. And you have to have, I'm not sure what the number of views, it's a large number of views in the last 30 days and have to have posted at least 3 or 4 times in the last 30 days. And there are a couple other restrictions. I know 18 or older, those kind of things.
Right. Yeah.
And that one, you're put in a database of these, elite, whatever creators that have over 100,000 followers, and you give them a list of your niche and you say, I do woodworking, DIY, home decor, whatever. And then brands can see these creators and they contact you through their creator marketplace. So I've had a few brands reach out to me through the creator marketplace and it's like its own page inside the app where you communicate and talk with brands through their marketplace.
That's interesting. Okay.
Well, that's awesome. Thanks. That's the elite insider's view of TikTok.
Are you set up on TikTok as a creator then, obviously? Like you can see your analytics and you can like view all that stuff?
So I actually have 2 accounts now. They asked me to set up another account. So I have one that's called Build and Create Kids. And I have kids stuff and very beginner woodworking. And that account, I have 63,000 followers. And that one is set up as a creator account. And then my other account is actually set up as a pro account. Oh. It's different than creator or standard. And yeah, I can see analytics on both of them.
What's the difference between a pro and a creator account?
I honestly have no idea. And I didn't set up either. They did that for me.
That's interesting.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So would you say your success on TikTok is because you were early into the platform? Obviously, your stuff is awesome too. That's a big part of it. But what got you so in with the, in the background with TikTok? Like just consistency or you started early or what?
Probably. Yeah. Both consistency and starting early. And, I started February of last year. So
on TikTok.
On TikTok. Yeah.
Oh, geez, and right.
That's a long time. Yeah.
I started right before Workbench Conference 2019.
Wow.
It was Musical.ly then?
No, it had just switched to TikTok and my kids were like, Mom, can we get this app? It's so awesome. And I saw all of their friends at school. This is multiple grades and multiple schools. So I have kids in high school, junior high, and elementary school. And all of them were talking about TikTok. And I was like, if all of these kids are into it, mm-hmm. Sure,
you have your own test market.
Yeah.
So I jumped on, and I got 10,000 followers within the first couple weeks, and was like, wow. And they weren't all, because I thought it was all kids. You know, mm-hmm. That's what everyone's saying. It's all kids. Yeah. And a lot of them were women, and they were like, oh, that's so cool. Awesome to see a DIYer or someone else on here doing something other than dancing. And
yeah.
So, yeah.
That's cool.
It's a good success story.
And I will give you huge kudos. Like, your kitchen reno, did you design that? Or do you hire someone to design those and stuff? That's all you?
I just wing it. Honestly, I'm not a designer by any means.
I loved that. I think that was the first video that I watched of yours, because you had like the voiceover and you were like explaining how to do everything. And I was like, just genius to clad the island and to like have the open shelves with the Oreos and stuff. Like, yeah, it was really cool. I love that stuff.
Thanks.
There's like a new element now on TikTok too, right? Like a learn on TikTok or something like that. Am I wrong? Have you guys heard anything about that?
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody tested that?
I just, so my second account, I did that, the kids account, and then they just invited me on my main account to do that, but I haven't started yet.
Is that the one where you have to post one video every day? Is that what we're talking about, or?
For they have two different programs. One's directly through TikTok, but then they have some that are through,
like third-party apps?
Marketing agencies.
Yeah.
We talked about that actually in our previous episode. So if you guys tune into that, you'll hear a bit more. It's a little bit awkward, but which one's the hardest platform? Because I know Mark will answer and say YouTube for sure, but like, what's the struggle here? Like, what's the hardest one? Because TikTok sounds to me like you're having a lot of fun while having success, which is awesome. But if you were to have to wish upon one of your enemies, like, which platform should they start from zero today? Like, you're going to be at zero followers. Like, which one's the most worth? Like, you know what I mean? Which one would you just struggle with?
Yeah, YouTube, because that's what I still haven't done. And it's because I get caught up on wanting things to be perfect. I want to just launch and have a whole bunch of videos all ready to go before I launch. And I want to have my intro and my, you know, everything to be consistent. I don't want to start and have it just be sloppy and messy. And so it just kind of paralyzes me, and I haven't done anything.
Yep.
Yeah. I think YouTube is by far the most difficult, because I think it's the one where you need to know most what you're doing. I think it's the easiest for people to tell that you maybe don't know what you're doing if you don't. Right? Like, I think TikTok, 15 seconds. If you're a creative person, you can do a lot with those 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Right.
And if it's Instagram, terrible, you delete too, it, I mean, and so what? You've lost a few minutes of your life. But if you just botch a YouTube video, that's like, man, I just spent 3 days editing this stupid thing.
Yeah. Yeah. YouTube, it seems like the challenge for all of us, right? Because I'm in the same boat Charlie just said. It's, yes, I have the channel, I've reserved the name. But for me to launch, that's funny you said that, Charlie, because I'm in the same boat, especially Mark always chirping about how you have to be so consistent on YouTube. So that's really, you know, it's driven into my brain where it's like, I don't want to just launch a YouTube video and then you don't have another one to launch in whatever you plan to do every week or 2 weeks. And that's hard, because then that's just more stress. And, you know, it's, I have to agree that YouTube's a little bit challenging to get going. It's scary, I'll be honest. Well,
all of my videos, I've only shot vertical, you know. Yes. I have not shot any of them up portrait. Whatever, I haven't shot any landscape, and I just got a second phone. I do everything with my iPhone. Just got a second phone so I can record two things at the same time, one portrait and one landscape, because I do want to start doing YouTube.
Yeah.
But all my old content is all is all portrait.
Well, and that's part of the problem too, because when you're making a video, what do you do? If you only have the one camera, you set it as landscape, and now you can't really use any of that for
Right.
For Instagram or for TikTok. Well, you can, but it just, it doesn't fit the screen properly.
Right.
It'll be, go check out my YouTube. All my videos have the black edges because they're all Instagram videos. And you know, it's like I said before, it's got me a couple hundred followers, a couple hundred views just to keep the channel living, but it's terrible. It's embarrassing. I never tell people I'm on YouTube because of that, you know, just because of that fact. But
you have to start somewhere. Like you call it embarrassing now. And then if you ever got into it, you'll go back and you'll keep those videos there because you'll look at them and it'll be like your 7-minute staining video. You're whatever. I've come
what I was waiting for.
I hate that stupid video, but
I feel like that's easier if you're just starting all platforms. Like I feel like there's more pressure on those of us who already have a large following. If I throw out a YouTube video and I tell 500,000 on TikTok and 100,000 on Instagram, okay, go see my YouTube video, and it looks like
there's a lot of expectations. There, yes, I know.
Then that sucks.
It's
funny how all of us in this craft, we take it so, which how we should, but we take it all so seriously. Eh? We really do care about
but you have to too, because I mean, when you get like for the four of us here and for a lot of other people, it's become, you know, a fairly major source of income. So you have to take it seriously at that point, right?
Yeah.
Because I mean, we all know how difficult it was to get to the points that we're at. And as difficult as that was, it's very easy to let it slide back the other way.
Yeah.
Right?
Speaking of sources of income,
couple mistakes.
Shout out to our sponsor of this episode quickly.
Well, that's a nice hat you're wearing.
Yeah. You like that hat? It's from Bad. Thank you for sponsoring this episode. Bad North America was awesome enough to believe in us on this podcast. So we thank our sponsors for the episode, and we still have that promo code we'll throw out. You know, go use it. It's for the gram 15, or is it for the gram podcast 15?
The
guy's doing a commercial. He doesn't even know what the promo code is.
Yeah, I'm looking at Dom. He's the books guy, right?
Mark's going to put it in the notes anyway.
Yeah, he's going to put it in the notes.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
It is for the gram 15. I might actually use it to get one of those hats because I like that hat.
I do like this hat. Yeah. And actually, it's funny because I saw myself wearing this. That's not why I chose it. Every podcast, I just choose a different hat, but it did work out perfectly. Moving right along. How many is too many, Charlie? What do you think? Like, because you do a lot of them.
Accounts, like, you mean?
No, I'm talking not only accounts on one platform, but not just platforms either, like not just Pinterest or, you know, actual apps on your phone, but you're talking blogs, websites you have to maintain. And then obviously the apps, right? The TikTok, the Insta. Like, how many is too many? Because you got to go, eventually you got to say that's enough, right?
Yeah, I feel like I'm already maxed out, stretched too thin where I'm at right now. And I've had lots of new apps reach out to me saying, hey, we're just starting this app. We want you to come be on our platform. I get maybe two a week of
shish kebabs.
Are you serious?
Eh? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I can't. I've looked at a few of them, and some of them have, you know, a decent number of people on the app, but I just can't. Anytime I try, then my other accounts start sinking, and it's too much.
Well, there's only so much time in a day. And I mean, I give you huge credit for keeping up with what you're doing right now, because incredible just to keep up just with Instagram. And I mean, you know, the amount of messages you get and the amount of comments you get on your posts is a full-time job. So throw 500,000 TikTok followers on top of that. And
then blocking and deleting comments.
Honestly, I don't know how you do it. I think you must have like a twin.
Well, thankfully, TikTok doesn't allow comments or DMs. I have my thing set, so I don't allow DMs from anyone who's not my friend. I had them on for a little while and just got inundated with spam and, you know, people asking the moon. People wanting me to design their whole house or teach them everything.
Really? Yeah.
I would love to help everybody, but I can't. I don't have that kind of time available. And so I just shut it off again.
At what point would you guys look into hiring somebody or are you comfortable with somebody else editing your videos?
Oh man, we talked about this before, but hiring someone, first of all, I obviously think you have to look at your numbers. Like, are you, sure. is it worth it? Right? Like if you're pumping out a video, that's, and I hate saying this. We always talk about numbers of followers, but realistically, when you're at that level, like let's say where Charlie is or where any of us are, it does matter the number of followers. The reason I'm saying that is if you're making some videos for, and you just started out, which is awesome, you're going to grow, but you have 100 followers, it wouldn't make sense to pay someone to edit your videos. You know what I mean? Like it's, you could just put out a video there that's going to be, I mean, I guess it depends on your skill set, but to hire someone, you really got to do your research and make sure that that person's going to be still, like Charlie's got a style, Dom's got a style, we all got our own styles. Suddenly you're going to pay someone to come in and kind of edit that away unless they really worked with you for a while. That's a tough one, man. I don't know. It's, I'm not looking
you,
at
you know why
anyone.
You know why it's tough? It's tough because I think in the niche that we're in, hiring somebody to edit, it's tough for them to get what it is that we want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. It's not a straightforward, you know, old school style woodworking show where it's very dry and just all about teaching. You want some entertainment value. And I mean, we had, I think it was Jeff that said it on one of the episodes that he was on with us early on, that they had hired not an editor, but sort of like a videographer, and had him on for a bit, and then it didn't work out because it was just tough for that guy to understand. Because
he wasn't a woodworker. He was only a video guy. Exactly. Yeah, suddenly he's trying to make videos on how he learned videos, but not woodworking, right?
Exactly. So I think that's what makes it tough on doing that sort of thing.
When's your empire expanding, Charlie? When are you hiring a couple minions?
So I've considered actually hiring someone now for YouTube because I don't have a style yet, because you know, if I could have someone help me develop that style and they grow with me, but it's hard where we're planning to move, you know, I feel like I'd get someone, find someone great, we kind of grow up together, so to speak, and then I'd be leaving in a few months and that would be bummer.
So like suck. And you manage
your... Also,
I'm
a control freak, so
I think we all are.
Relinquishing that control and not micromanaging, I think I might waste more time re-editing after they're done.
Yeah. It's hard being a control freak and not an asshole. Because if you're a control freak but an asshole, it's easy. Just be like, no, I don't like that. Redo that. No, that's not my... But to me, I wouldn't be able to, you know, this guy brings me back a video and I'm just like,
thank you. I love it. I'm just going to tweak a few things.
I'm just changing one or two things. And next thing you know, you spend like more time than you would have just editing it yourself. But being a nice person and a control freak is really conflicting when it comes to outsourcing.
I think that's the creative in all of us. Like we just hired an editor for the podcast and I edited the first two episodes that he was supposed to edit because I just don't, I'm too afraid to let it go. You know what I mean? Like I'm holding on to it. And that's exactly my fear is like, I'm okay. We're going to pay this guy and he's going to do a great job. I know he is.
Are you firing our editor live?
No, I'm just, what are you doing? I'm being transparent and I'm saying like, it's, I'm using the podcast as an example.
Yeah.
But it's
I know that he's going to be hearing this because he edits it. I just want to let him know that I love him. I think he's great. He's great. I think he's going to do a fantastic
job. He's going to do a great job, but I'm saying...
I love this episode. Thanks for it. I'll just tweak a few things.
You get it back, and then it's going to be like, I don't know. Like, do editors listen to it once it's released to make sure that we haven't, like, configured any of their work? And
no, not at all. I don't think so.
Don't think so?
I don't know. Unless they listen to that.
Yeah, but would they even care? I mean, if you're paying them to do it.
It's their work though. That's my whole point. Is like it might be our name, but it's still their work. Like they're editing something and how you put something together could be totally different than how I visualize something.
It's like, you know, if somebody writes a screenplay for a movie, once that screenplay's handed in, things can get changed and it's doesn't belong to them anymore.
Actually, you know what? No, now that you mention it like that, I think Mark's right. If I wrote a screenplay for someone, and they paid me, I still wouldn't feel comfortable with them screwing around with that screenplay. Because now,
but it would happen for sure.
No, 100%. It's going to happen.
I don't think a screenplay has ever been written that has then been filmed word for word the way it was written. No.
But then they're going to say that screenplay.
The Jim Carreys of the world that are screwing everything up, ad-libbing the whole thing.
Look at the Grinch. Yeah.
Adding all types of stuff.
Jim Carrey took the script of the Grinch and basically threw it out the window and did his own thing with that with that movie. And that's what it's got to feel like for an editor. And that's my fear is like, I'm going to shoot. Yesterday, I shot a YouTube video and I'm like, I would just love to be able to give this footage to somebody and have them give it back to me. But then as the day went on, I started thinking, like, I don't think I would actually like that because I would just overanalyze, like I often do. I would just completely criticize this person's like work. And then it kind of conflicts, like, whose work is it? Is it mine or is it theirs?
I don't think that, well, it's yours. You're paying them. They're an employee. They're not. And you would need to make sure you write that down really well in a contract. But you would hope that you would have good enough communication that in the beginning, you're going to have a whole lot of back and forth dialogue. Okay, this needs to be changed. This needs to be changed. Fix this. And over time, there would be less of that interaction. They would get your style and what you want. And okay, I get it. Okay, I did this wrong. You know, it just need to have an open conversation right at the beginning. Okay, just so you know, I'm going to pick this apart. And hopefully next time there will be less picking apart and less and less and less until
I think if you're good at your job, you should want that though. Like, I'm going to edit it, but tell me what you want. And I'm not going to get insulted. And if you tell me to, you know, split this and do that or whatever, I can't be like, I'm the editor, back off. Like, that's not going to work. Right. But I think you have a good point, Charlie. Get in with the editor or whatever it is you need, a videographer or whatever it is, you know, early. Yeah, that's a good point. Exactly. If you're already huge on other platforms, your YouTube will grow a lot quicker than someone who has nowhere to send people from off platform. Do you know what I mean? Like, suddenly just to start on YouTube, where do you even promote yourself? Like, it's man, I can't even imagine.
Because I'll use if anyone has ever hired somebody to design a logo for their business or for their brand, it is like pulling teeth. Remember when we tried to get the logo for this podcast down?
Yeah, I remember it because
but you tried to do it in the middle of a snowstorm as driving home.
That was the idea. That was the idea. I'm talking about like we had to send like very specific detailed things. Like Dom's eyebrows took like 16 renderings just
looks
to
like
get
a rat.
His eyebrows.
Remember how like my hair was so like black and then it was like we said like
super
make it
gray.
Like a little more and then it was like fully gray
like the whole thing was gray.
Like
I can find those pictures,
Ninja Turtles.
I can find those pictures, I'll post them.
Those first few renderings I was laughing while trying not to die in the snowstorm. We were laughing hard, man, when they were starting to did they come back that day or I don't
no,
remember
no
when.
That was after
no that was next day yeah but,
if I find those pictures, I'm going to put them up for our Patreons to see.
Yeah, put them up for sure.
Dom looked like a rat in one of them, and Vic's eyes were closed, and I wrote them back, and I was like, can you just open up the blonde-haired guy's eyes? And they did it. They're like, yeah, sure, no problem. And then they came back, and they were completely, like, just different slants to them, but they were still closed.
Yeah, that went back and forth, a lot of times before we got it to somewhere.
Painful.
And then remember, I think it was you that actually like drew it out yourself. And
I
we
did.
Said, just
do
send
this.
Send that and tell them this is what we want.
That's what we're talking about. Eventually, you just do it yourself anyways. Now you're paying this person.
Like, I'm going to hire this editor and I'm going to like get so frustrated because I have this vision in my head. And I'm like, just do this. Just do this, please. Yeah.
Now you know what gets Mark going, paying someone else to do the work, and then he does it better.
I just do it. Yeah.
That's funny, man. Actually, you mentioned we're going to put that picture. If you find them on our Patreon, we should give a shout out to our newest Patreon. And it's a big shout out to NRG Woodcrafts. Thank you to our latest. Yeah, it's you know, every time we get it, we talk a lot about this behind the scenes, the three of us, and it's very humbling. We always feel terrible asking for money, even mentioning Patreon, but we do. We want to keep this show going. We talk about the editors, and we're talking about all these things that cost money. So thank you very much to Nicholas from NRG Woodcrafts for being our latest Patreon.
And I love Nicholas. And
yeah, he's a great guy.
I'll tell you a little story about him. This is actually a year ago. It was last Halloween. After Halloween, I had posted a video about I put some Smarties in epoxy. I made a little coaster for my son.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that.
And he messaged me saying, oh, my kids are so mad at you right now because Smarties are the only candy they can eat because they had nut allergies. And Smarties are not available in the U.S.
For real?
For our U.S. listeners, they call Smarties what we call rockets. That's what they call Smart. Yeah. What?
Is that right?
Like our Smarties, which is basically kind of like a peanutless M&M. Aren't available with no peanut. There's not available
M&Ms
in the U.S.
And then there's M&Ms, Dom.
Yeah, that's true.
So a Smartie is like the non-peanut M&M, basically.
But a Smartie. We have someone here that's not from Canada. Do you know what a Smartie is? Or only because of Dom?
Yeah, I mean, I have Canadian family, eh?
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
All right.
So,
you're now
anyway, so when I heard that, I said to him, send me your address. I'll send your kids some Smarties. So I sent them, you know, a little package with some boxes of Smarties in them. And he made a video of the kids opening up the package. And just their reaction was, I still think the best thing maybe that's ever come from Instagram for me was the reaction of those kids opening up that box of Smarties and how happy they were.
You're such a softie. I love it.
Yeah.
You're such a softie. I love it. That's angry little Italian fuck on the outside, but just the biggest heart on the inside.
There are certain things that piss Dom off.
Anyway, I like Nick. He's a good guy.
He's great.
Yeah,
he's so
moving on.
Yeah. Speaking of Nick, actually, if Mark wants to sing the song,
it's time for this week's mailbag.
Bravo.
That was good. That was good.
I have goosebumps.
I'm kind of disappointed with that this week.
Every week can't be the same annoying.
Now that you did the week where you went on and on for like 19 minutes, now
everything's a letdown.
I say we take that one episode because I laugh to this day every time to tears, and that should just be our mailbag intro. Like, play that every week.
I'm not kidding. So side story, I'm editing that version, like that part of the podcast, and I had to take my headphones off, and Robin walks in the house and she's like standing there with a blank stare, staring at me like, what the hell is that? And I was like, that's me singing the mailbag song. She's like, that's not you. I was like, oh, I promise you, that's me. And so I'm crying. I'm laughing so hard at how long this is. And she's like, you have to cut that in half. At least cut it in half. Like, it cannot be that long. And then posted it up anyways. And I laugh every time. So I'm sorry.
I messaged you. I was like, hey, did you actually make, or I think I asked you when we chatted.
Make it longer.
Did you make that longer? Like, that's, how do you have lungs like that? That's ridiculous.
All right.
Anyway, the mailbag this week is actually from Nick, NRG Woodcrafts. And this is actually a good question for you, Mark, and probably for Charlie too. But what entry level editing software do you recommend? And then he's got specifically for YouTube. But I think that kind of is important for every platform at this point.
So I can tell you that entry level would just be for me free. So if you're on a Mac, they're like the iMovie is totally fine. You can do a lot of cool stuff on that. If you want to do like something that has a little bit more like free music in it or something along those lines, there is a very high end software that's free. It's called DaVinci Resolve, and you can download that. And I know people that edit movies on this software because it's that high powered performance software, but it's incredibly powerful. So it takes a massive amount of RAM and your graphics card needs to be like really high end. So I tried using it and it crashed. my computer. So I'm over that. And I use Filmora 9. So right now, so that's the cheapest one I could find. It was like $80 or $100 for a lifetime supply. Whereas Adobe is like, you have to pay per year or per month subscription based model. It's like
300 something for the top model.
Exactly. So, I didn't want to commit to that. I didn't know how much I'd like it, yada, yada, yada. So my earlier videos, everything was iMovie on my phone. And then now that I shoot with an actual camera and I upload it to my computer, I use Filmora 9. It's paid software. And then my music, I'm paying a subscription for my music. It's called Epidemic Sound. That's just a website that you can log into. But you can. There's a ton of free music on YouTube. It's called the Audio Library, and it's all copyright free music. So you just type in Audio Library, you can search whatever genre you want, and then you just have to take the link, search up a free audio converter, and download it incredibly illegally, and you can get your free music that you can't get sued for your YouTube videos.
As long as, just make sure it's copyright free, and then it doesn't say below tag, because a lot of videos that come across as copyright free will still say in the write-up,
tag me for
to be allowed to technically use this. And you know, if you want to give me free music, don't make these silly stipulations. Charlie, what do you use? You already mentioned earlier everything you do is on your phone, which this is awesome for me to hear because I'm still only on my phone also. But what do you use?
I use Adobe Premiere Rush on my phone to edit, and they have a free version, but I use the creative suite that has all of the Adobe products in it. And so I think there's just a few more features that they allow with the paid version, but the free version I've heard from other people is decent as well. And I also subscribe to Epidemic Sound. I don't really use it that often. I don't like it.
Don't pay for it.
TikTok and Instagram now have the music available, and voiceovers have become such a big thing. So that's mostly what I do. But YouTube, I still keep it.
Nice.
Yeah. Can I just throw in one thing there? Because it's funny, Mark mentioned iMovie. So I'm in the same boat. I'm slowly starting to get into YouTube, this and that, and I'm not making a thing out of it. I never talk about it. I just one day want to actually do it instead of just building up this hype. But since we're on this podcast, I have a buddy who's he makes professional films, and he obviously started out with the weddings, but now he does all the drone footage, all the stuff. Shout out to Sky Films. I asked him straight up. I go, listen, man, I'm going to be doing these YouTube videos. What should I be using? And he knows about my computer because he sees me using it all the time. It's a MacBook. And he said, honestly, Vic, straight up at your entry level, iMovie, which is included in your laptop, can get you so far before you even realize you might need different features. Like, you don't even know all the features iMovie has. So just to answer Nicholas's question, entry level, if you're on a Mac, I think just based on what Mark said and based on what my buddy who's a pro said, I'm gonna be starting with iMovie, I'll be honest, because there's probably so many features there that will get me my first, you know, probably 100 videos before I think of upgrading. So just, Nicholas, if you're an Apple dude, then just try out your iMovie on your phone and your computer. That's my suggestion. But whatever you want in the end.
My only hang up with iMovie, I don't know if they've made upgrades since I started using it, is they didn't have a portrait. You could only
not on the phone. No, they don't have it on the phone. Yeah. It's still the same, and that's why I don't use it on my phone.
But on your computer, you can do it though, can't you? On your laptop. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I just very rarely get my computer out.
No, I love that about
my phone. I'm doing it on my phone.
I'm honestly very happy to hear that, Charlie, because you're a big account doing really well. The fact that you're still doing it on your phone, because a lot of people get focused on the acquiring gear because they think they can't do something. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome to hear, because if you're doing what you're doing on your phone, then people out there, listen up. Charlie's still using her phone, so don't use that as an excuse, right?
Multitasking. Anything else from the mailbag? I can take my phone everywhere.
Yeah, well, that's true too, right? You could do it when you're you know, waiting in line somewhere. Now there's lineups everywhere. You bust out your phone, you do some quick editing or whatever. Can't quite do that with a laptop, right? Any other mailbags there, Dominic?
I was really like, why'd you say it like that for?
I don't even know if that's...
Is that your full name? I'm afraid to ask.
Is that my full name?
Yeah.
In English, yeah. Actually, technically, my full name, like on my birth certificate, is Domenico.
What?
Yeah.
Domenico?
Dominic. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Like yeah. A website?
Yeah.
Like a website. What website domain. Is that?
Like a domain
name.
Yeah. Domenico.
Look how much, like, I could see Charlie's headache through the screen.
It's pain. Yeah, it's
Charlie,
pain.
Look at what Charlie has now been exposed to what I deal with daily.
Actually, speaking of which, I can't believe she likes 80s music. I honestly don't know a single person that likes that type of music.
Come on.
I couldn't name a person.
Get comfortable with a photo.
Big hair band. Yeah.
You were born in 2009. What do you want?
I was born in 1986. That's the year I was born. 86.
I was starting high school in 86. Jesus.
Sorry to hear that.
Like, really? I mean, you don't enjoy some Bon Jovi?
When I'm drunk at a wedding, sure.
Actually, Bon Jovi was one of my favorite concerts, I have to be honest.
What about Aerosmith? 80s
music. No, I don't like Aerosmith. I do like Foreigner. I'll give you Foreigner.
Okay. Really?
And Bryan Adams. My dad used to listen to a lot of Bryan Adams when I was younger.
What about Tom like White Cochran? Snake?
He won't no. even know who that is.
Oh. You don't know who Tom Cochran is? Is Boston?
No, he's talking 80s? About you.
Boston 80s or 70s?
Boston would be more 70s.
I like Boston a lot. I'll give you Boston. Mm. But
no,
other
I like,
than that.
Like big hair bands.
Yeah.
Go big or go home. Yeah, you like Charlie's like the soft stuff.
Mm. Charlie's my kind of people.
Yeah. Well, that's why she stalked you in Italy.
I once went to a concert that was Poison, Cinderella.
Okay.
Slaughter, and there was one other band on the, it was like
it sounds
four
like
bands.
My Disney Plus playlist, that's what that sounds like.
Slaughter, what Disney Plus slaughter. Are you subscribed to?
I didn't hear the word slaughter, to be honest.
Okay.
That's not Disney Plus. Yeah.
Is that when you had the long hair, Dom?
Oh, yeah, I was gonna say, were you rocking the mullet, Dom? Please tell me you were rocking the mullet.
Actually, by the time I went to that concert, the hair was gone.
No.
Can
I bet you had a Trans Am
with
point.
The long hair?
Well, hang on. One question at a time. What?
Well, how about no more questions? Let's just end it. What do you guys think?
Yeah, play.
Sorry. Do you have any more questions from the mailbag?
No,
Dom was in
it.
Charge this week. That's it.
Does okay. Charlie have any more questions? We've been peppering her with questions. Do you have any questions?
No, I know all I need to know about you guys.
Oh wow. Okay.
Sounded very.
I have one final question.
Oh, no, no.
One question for you.
And save it for the after show.
Okay.
All right.
Play the music. Charlie, thank you for joining us.
That's a teaser.
Yeah. Honestly, Charlie, thank you so much. Anytime someone's willing to dedicate, you know, an hour of their time to talk to us, it's very appreciated. So thank you.
Happy to be here, guys. My cheeks hurt from laughing.
Thank you so much.
Cue the outro music.
An 80s big hair band.
Is his screen frozen?
Imagine him in like spandex.
All right, that's enough.
Okay, that's enough.
Join us at the after show.